This is Apollo Control at 142 hours, 51 minutes. The crew at the present time beginning to depressurize the lunar module in preparation for opening the hatch and descending to the surface at Descartes. I would like to run over briefly some of the objectives of this extravehicular activity. The prime objective will be to get to Stone Mountain. This is a mountain which is about 1,660 feet or so above the site at Descartes where the LAM landed. They will hope to get about 750 feet or around 250 meters up on the side of this mountain. And hopefully we'll be able to sample the terraces that have been observed in the photography of this mountain, and which the crew has also reported seeing out the window of the lunar module, seeing from the surface. It's believed that these terraces may be related to volcanic flows, lava flows, and these lava flows are called the Descartes Formation. They do differ from the Cayley Plain area, which the crew was sampling in the EVA yesterday. They'll also, at Station 8, be sampling ejecta from South Ray Crater, and at this point we expect to see many large blocks, blocky ejecta from that crater. They'll be running experiments on these blocks to help date the blocks, determine when the blocks were laid down on the lunar surface, and by inference to get a time at which South Ray Crater was formed. Because of the interesting magnetometer readings that were obtained yesterday, we expect a magnetometer reading to be added at Station 4 or Station 5 on Stone Mountain. One thing that we'll probably observe on this EVA are a large number of blocks, some of them perhaps up to 10 or 20 feet across. And we're now at 142 hours, 52 minutes. We have gotten the cabin pressure down to 3.5 pounds per square inch and have started the portable life support system clock. That clock started at 7 hours. It'll count down towards zero, the planned time for this extravehicular activity. We're now showing 6 hours, 58 minutes, 20 seconds and counting downward on that clock. The EVA, as far as our timing purposes in mission control go, began 1 minute 50 seconds ago. It will be several minutes before the cabin is depressurized, however, to the point that the crew will be able to open the hatch and actually descend to the lunar surface.